from KQED.
Layoffs have begun at the new United Motor Manufacturing plant in Fremont. Workers in the body shop unit that makes Toyota Tacomas got their last paychecks yesterday morning. Our series on manufacturing in California, called Shifting Gears, continues today with a trip to the Countryway restaurant, where workers gathered for a farewell breakfast. The California Report's Rachel Miro was there.
Ann Ezra raised three daughters with NUMMI paychecks. They're grown now, but a parent's job is never quite done.
My 18-year-old wants to go to college, and she says, "Mom, it's only going to be $30,000. And I said, "Well, there goes my severance package."
Everyone at the table knows the story, and everyone has one to tell, too. Today, the body shop crew is commiserating over coffee and beer. Over the next week, all the units, one by one, will end up at a local joint like this. There's stamping, body, plastics, painting, and assembly. After the metal is stamped, these folks here from the body shop weld the pieces together.
It'll go to paint, and then they'll paint it and finish it in paint. And then they're done. Then it'll go to assembly. And as it goes through the different lines, and they get done doing their job, they have to walk out too.
Paint might finish today, assembly Monday. And that's just the Tacomas. The Corollas involve a whole other set of working groups. Workers keep filtering into the restaurant this morning after getting their last paychecks.
Gee, the party's just starting.
Looks like everybody's on their second Corona already.
Actually third or fourth.
Bear in mind, the sun rose less than an hour before I talked to 40-year-old Robert Orlowski of San Leandro. Orlowski holds up his thick hands to display the nicks and scars he's collected over 17 years on the line at NUMMI. Some might begrudge these union workers their comfortable wages. They'll be the first to tell you the money was good. Paid for homes, colleges for the kids, and toys, as they call the extras. But it wasn't easy, Orlowski says.
Everybody in the plant has earned their money and then some. All the 6-day work weeks, all the 10-hour days. You get up, you go to work, go home, go to sleep, get back up and go to work.
That's especially true for those who commute, and most do. Workers drive to Fremont from as far away as Sacramento, Gilroy, and Tracy. Renee Santana lives in Fremont. She's sure the town will notice when the workers are gone.
The small restaurants close to the plant are going to feel it. The gas stations in the morning, every morning we go to those gas stations and buy our coffee and our newspapers on the way to work and our snacks. So, yeah, everyone's going to feel it. But we just have to stay positive and figure out, you know, what can we do now?
Fremont's Mayor Bob Wasserman is not happy NUMMI's leaving, but he's not in a panic either. NUMMI's committed to paying for security for the plant, a big relief for local law enforcement, as the property spans 380 acres. And there's the property's taxes.
About $1.5 million a year. We'll continue to get that because the property's not going anywhere. And it may be less because, you know, it could be reassessed. But as of now, technically they own it.
That last point appears to be unclear to many people calling Fremont from all over the world to ask about the site.
As soon as I asked the question, how are you going to obtain the property? It kind of ends there. Everybody thought they could just come in and you know, I don't know if they thought we were going to give it to them. Certainly, it's not ours.
There's a lot of undeveloped land near the NUMMI property, and a new BART station is expected to open nearby in 2014. Wasserman says the menu of options is long. Housing, office space, retail, a baseball stadium, even manufacturing. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro.
Check out the photos we've posted of workers on their last day. You'll find them online at californiareport.org.